Where does your dollar go? And I have to say, I wish I knew. So, Shannon, what are we going to talk about in this segment? Because I'm curious.
So if you just save a dollar a day, it truly makes a difference. And to a child, a dollar doesn't seem like a lot, but 365 does. So if you save at least just $1 each month or each day, however you want to do it, that dollar will eventually accrue interest, which allows them to potentially purchase, I don't know, a toy truck or sometimes an iPad. Kids get excited when they save money. So I think that's really beneficial to know where your dollars are going.
I agree. I mean, starting saving from a young age, trying to work towards a goal is definitely something that helps build good habits into adulthood, I've seen personally.
Indeed. I agree with that.
And so I definitely would say that you said it was a dollar a day.
If you save a dollar a day, just think about it. That's 365 because there's 365 days a year. But that 365 will accrue interest in a savings account. So you'll benefit. Your money is making you money to sit in a savings account.
Ooh, we like the sounds of money making money.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we talking about this right now? Is that something to do with the kids going back to school or?
It sure does. Normally around this time, kids will get into a routine and parents will allow them to do chores around the house or complete certain tasks within the week just to kind of get them like on a schedule. So with that being said, not a lot of people open minorship savings accounts for their children. So their money sits in a piggy bank, but that piggy bank is not giving them any interest. It's not giving them any money. So at Navy Federal, we encourage our members to set up their children's membership. So that way they start early and then their money is making them money while they grow.
That's really cool. And so is this a challenge that Navy Fed is putting out or is it kind of a local thing where you're just trying to get kids to set up savings accounts, start like that, learning to manage money a little bit?
More so local. Navy Federal is not advertising anything or promoting any memberships right now for children. However, I've just seen a lot of kids running around lately with back to school, so I want them to save their money.
That's right. Save your money. When you turn 16, you might buy a car. That was She Doesn't Know She's Beautiful by Sammy Kershaw, and kind of going off of what we already talked about in our last segment, but minor memberships for children and teaching kids to save. So does Navy Fed offer child bank accounts?
We do. So at Navy Federal, we offer minor memberships where a child can open an account. It is a savings account. There has to be a parent or guardian on that account with them. And this account allows them to know what their finances are, kind of learn finances at an early age. And it allows them to know the value of their money, helps them grow, helps them save.
In which ways can you see that being a good thing?
So honestly, children, you see some people who are older and you just hear their stories at the bank where they weren't taught their finances or taught how to budget or save or just manage their funds. They've always been told, hey, here's $10, go buy a toy. So they take that $10 and they spend the whole thing. So you see that habit as people get older where they're getting their paycheck and they're blowing through the whole paycheck right off the bat instead of putting some aside.
Guilty. So my question is, how do parents usually get their kids started? I see kids going around posting saying they're going to mow lawns in Maranai, which
yes.
I am sure they are killing it doing that. And I personally need to find someone to go do that for me because I don't have time to mow my lawn and I would rather support some young lad who's trying to make some money to save up for something.
For sure. So their parents, like what you just mentioned, the example in Maranai of the child mowing the lawns, him receiving or her receiving those funds, you can deposit that each week into their account. And it just sits in their account instead of in their room or in their wallet, into their savings accounts. And the child will see their balance go up each time. So parents teaching them, hey, there's a safe place to put your money into where you can earn even more money. You're out there in the hot sun here in Sicily mowing lawns. Go put that money in the savings account. Let it grow money while you're still out there mowing lawns, earning more.
And that leads me to ask, when the kids open a child account, are they given a debit card? Or how does that work with
parents?
That's
an awesome question. We've been seeing that far too often recently. If the child is 14 years or older, they can open an additional account, which is a campus checking account, which allows them to have a debit card. Anybody under the age of 14 can only have a savings account, which is not that we can't issue debit cards to anybody under 14.
Okay. And on another note as well, are kids able to open CDs as in like a certificate of deposit?
Yes, but the parent has to be on that account as well.
Okay.
So there just has to be somebody over the age of 18, a parent or a guardian.
That's fantastic information. We'll keep it right here because we have more coming your way, including a little game, so you're going to want to stick around. But right now, we have Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. That was She's in Love with the Boy by Trisha Yearwood. And to wrap up our little segment with Navy Federal today, we've got a little game, so you're going to stay in, and maybe you'll learn something too, because just looking at this script, I am shocked, and I know that my wallet has taken hits on all of these, and maybe I should start to, spend a little less. So, Anna, let's start it off. My apologies, Shannon. I interviewed Anna yesterday. Now I'm getting people mixed up.
No worries. So, let's see. Are we going to save or spend on a daily coffee run that costs $5? So I'm guilty of this. I love my coffee. However, if you think about it, $5 a coffee times Monday through Friday, which is 5 days, that's a $25. Doesn't sound like a lot until you times it by the entire month, 4 weeks, that's $100. So you're spending $100 a month times 12, which is a year, that's $1,200. That's how much my car costs in Okinawa. That's crazy.
That's disgusting.
I know. So save it. Don't spend it.
I'm even guilty of doubling that because, I mean, you go with the wife to a Starbucks run, you got to get her one and yourself one. And who knows, you might pick up the mother-in-law one too. And oh, my goodness.
Got to add a cheese Danish if you're hitting Starbucks.
The grilled cheese.
See? Now we just went on an impulse buy, which is our next one. $20 impulse buy. That right there is probably like $30 at Starbucks. If you save that, you're easily putting it towards a vacation. That's more relaxing than a coffee that gives me energy for an hour.
That's valid.
What's the next one? This is for kids. Save or spend on a $15 cash rewards for good grades. What would you say? Would you save it or would you spend it?
It depends on if there's something really cool to buy.
So normally a small toy catches a child's eye, but a bike or a tablet, they normally don't have enough money. So if they save the $15 and you set the big end goal as a bike or a tablet, they're more willing to save their money. And then what else? The last one is what? Weekly allowance, $5. That's like our coffee for a child. Are they going to save it or spend it? Don't let them spend it. Just let them save it and let them have $100 by the end of the year. Just $2 a week. That roughly ends up to like $100. $100 is a lot for a child.
Yeah, it is. That's weird to think about now.
Yeah. Our $100 goes a lot faster than a child's $100.
My $100 goes in one trip to the commissary.
Oh, more than that.
It's insane.
But yes. But for a kid, $100 is a lot. So training them to save it will help them in their long run.
All right. Well, that was everything we have to talk about this hour. Shannon, I just want to say thank you so much for coming in. It's always great to hear from Navy Fed. And I hope you listeners got something out of that. It's important to save. And you have the opportunity to set your kids up for financial success in their future. So go over to Navy Fed and set up them in the child bank account and help them start building their money.
Yes, I agree.
All right. Thank you, Shannon. Right now, we've got Check Yes or No by George Strait.